In France, a special safety warning this holiday season. The government advisory doesn't involve drinking and driving or freezing water pipes. Instead, it is a call on citizens to use caution when shucking oysters. They're a traditional end-of-the-year treat. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
Shoppers line up for their Christmas oysters at the Grande Épicerie, an upscale supermarket in Paris. The French will down some 60,000 tons of the bivalves over the coming days, a third of annual consumption. The government is warning that that feeding frenzy will lead to some 2,000 shucking injuries, mostly to left hands, or the right ones for lefties.
Ensuite, vous attrapez le nerf qui se trouve juste là. Voilà. Donc là, vous avez entendu le petit bruit. On continue.
This fishmonger shows how it's supposed to be done. Put the oyster on a table with the hinge facing you, slide the knife in the right side until you cut the muscle, open the shells, and voilà, you haven't stabbed your hand, and the oyster's ready to eat. Most of the customers here, such as Nadia, say they don't need any help shucking or a warning from the government.
It's a joke. Because I came from Brittany, I used to eat oyster all my life and my family. And you take time. It's a pleasure to open oyster because you are waiting for. And somebody take just a knife, a napkin, and you open the oyster. And if you are a guard, you can buy a special knife.
And that's the solution for Francois, the right equipment. He scoffs at the idea of a potential injury, although the government warning says any nerve injury to the hand needs to be treated by specialist surgery within 12 hours.
Oui, je fais attention, mais maintenant je suis équipé et j'ai un petit couteau très spécial.
I'm careful, he says, but I have the right equipment, a special professional knife. You know, it's like for wine. Each Frenchman has his own device. We have all kinds of sophisticated systems. As it turns out, it is usually the men in France who open both the oysters and the wine. However, government scientist Dr. Bertrand Taylot, the spokesman on the oyster shucking advisory, refuses to establish a causal link between drinking too much and shucking accidents. Nonetheless, the gender breakdown in oyster incidents is interesting.
Most of the cases are, the men are involved, and two times on three, there are men.
As for drinking, Dr. Taylot warns that the French must confront another holiday hazard.
When the people open the champagne bottle, the cork go out fast out of the bottle. And if you are on the direction of the cork, you can have some damage.
That said, champagne cork injuries average only around 200 incidents a year, perhaps making the bubbly beverage a safer bet than oysters, which cause 10 times that number. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.